Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Philippians 4:6. This morning, I want to read out of the New International Version, in which Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And also, I want to read out of Psalm 107, verse 1, which says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Did you ever stop to wonder where it all went? Thanksgiving, it's upon us again, the most distinctive and unique of American holidays, a time to pause, to reflect, to give thanks, a time of grateful and forgiving reflection upon the past, embracing the blessings of the present, and remembering the overarching faithfulness of God through all of the circumstances that have made up our lives. But I wonder if there might be some of you, as I do at times, as you look back, who wonder where it all went. So many years of our life gone by. We all wonder sometimes, have we really had any impact in the world with our lives? Big dreams of our hearts, full of promise, but yet unfulfilled. The great plans we had mapped out for our future, maybe still rolled up in their original blueprints. How did our kids and grandchildren get so big so fast? What did we miss? What could we have done differently? Sitting there with too many, if only I had, thoughts, and looking back on a pathway of disappointments and regrets, failures, wondering where it all went. We all do that at times. But let me suggest that we not go there. And when we do, when our mind wanders there, to put the brakes on and don't let it go there. To not dwell on what might have been, on what we can't undo, the mistakes and the missteps, the regrets and failures of the past. Don't go there. Dwelling on the disappointments of yesterday, seeing how the years have seemed to have flown by, wondering what you have to show for it. Instead, let me encourage you to look around with me at a few other places, at all the blessings of your life, and in all the moments where God used you to be a blessing to others. For starters, look into the faces of those you love and those who love you. Look around into the lives of your family and friends whom you have touched through the years. Reflect for a moment on the hands and the hearts of those who have loved you and helped to shape who you are. Smile with gratitude as you think of those who walk with you today and who need you to walk with them. And you will find that the answer to where it all went is right there, in all the remembrances of the faces and the little things that flood over you during your quietest of moment, all those things that are around you, recollections of people and places and moments that fill you with a sense of peace, a sense of thanksgiving, a sense of eternal assurance that no matter where you've been and where you are on your journey today, your life has touched and been touched by so many others. And so often in ways that you never expected, never saw coming, or may never even know occurred. A few years ago, in a tiny fishing village, the villagers decided they needed one more big catch for the season to get them through the winter. They decided that tomorrow they'd go out to sea one more time, and tomorrow came, and the men got in the boats and went out to sea and left the families at home. As they were out, a storm came up. The wind howled, the sea rolled. There were waves that would break smaller boats to pieces, and theirs were in jeopardy. And then darkness fell. The frightened wives and the children huddled together at the pier of the village, looking out into the dark sea to hope, to pray, and to wait. But there was no sign of the boats. Suddenly, back up on the hill, a fire had started. The youngest of the wives had forgotten to put out the candles in her cottage, and the women and children watched helplessly as the fire raged through that tiny cottage. Then, out of the darkness of the sea, a shout. Some say the greatest sound that they had ever heard. The boats were safely back. There was laughter and crying and echoes of thank God and high celebration all around, except for Annie, whose home had been destroyed by the fire. Until that is, her husband took her into his arms and said, "Oh, don't worry, Annie. We were lost in the night, in the storm, until we saw that light. The light of the flames from their cottage had guided them safely home. A moment, for sure, of thanksgiving. A moment of lives touched. A moment of blessing out of what seemed like a moment of despair and tragedy and ashes. They're all around us, the blessings in our lives. When thoughts enter our minds, wondering where it all went, what have we done? I wish I had done this or that. Look around at your lives and see all that God has placed there and all that He has already done with you and through you to touch the world around you with more that He has planned and will be setting in place for you to do with Him in the days to come. You and I need to remember that in the midst of our daily discouragements, disappointments, and failings, God's blessings remain and are all around us. In a beautiful sunrise of promise for the day, or a newborn baby's cry, and a grandma's wrinkled smile as she wraps her arms around her precious grandchildren. We'll find them in the crispness of a fall day, in a much-needed rain, and the laughter of a child we have taken time to be with. And then in the midst of the busyness of life, God's blessings appear in a table full of food, in the spirit-lifting beauty of music, or the majesty of a day-closing sunset. And of the blessing of true friends who remain friends through everything, even the hard times, reminders of the most important things in life, those priorities of family and friends that we too often let slip for a moment between our fingers. But we never want to do that for long so that we miss it. 396 years ago in 1623, the pilgrims gathered at their meeting place in Plymouth Colony to render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all His blessings. Their thanks came after a difficult time establishing the beginnings of this great land. It came in the midst of a cold, hard winter. It came out of adversity, not plenty. And yet they gave thanks to Almighty God. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Day of Thanksgiving to be held each year in our nation on the 4th Thursday, November. And this Thanksgiving Thursday, we will pause as a nation to do the same thing the pilgrims did nearly 400 years ago, to give thanks to Almighty God, to set aside the disappointments and shortfalls of our lives, which we have all experienced, and instead to give thanks for all the blessings of God's love in our lives, which are all around us, setting aside the regrets, the missteps and mistakes of the past, learning from them and remembering all the blessings which have shaped our lives and the lives of others, moving past all the what-ifs and if-onlys that only hold us back in the guilt of regrets, and instead focusing on all that we have before us yet to do with God's love and guidance, all the while remembering that our lives, in ways we may never know, have already been a light in the storm for so many others. With God's help, they will be in the days yet to come. And for all of that, in all of those moments, always remembering as the pilgrims did, to give thanks to Almighty God for it all. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and may God continue to bless each of you and those you love and all whom you will continue to touch today and every day for the rest of your life. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you. Wow, I thank you for this moment to pause. Lord, we really need to pause every day of the year and give thanks to you for all that you do for us and all that you've given us, the blessings of our lives. But we do it at this time of year especially, as family and friends around this nation, to remember and to give thanks for all of our blessings and all that you have done for us and will continue to do for us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all the blessings of our lives that you provide. Help us to be sensitive to them, to set aside the things, the regrets, the things that we wish but aren't, and to move forward into all that will be with you and all that you want for us to do still. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.